grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, yes. It's that time of the week for Marijuana Media. How are you, Chris?
Ah, kia ora, very well.
Awesome.
Loving it. I'm nicely medicated.
Perfect. Love that.
Great and I news. Asked myself permission before I had it.
And you said yes?
I did.
Awesome.
And the reason being, don't give your cake to other people without them knowing. That's the big news of the week. It was in all the news, all of them.
What does that
all
mean?
All the news. You can have your cake, but don't make me eat it. That was a headline that I thought of that wasn't in any of them. But an investigation is underway, says Stuff, after this irresponsible joker brought their weed cake to the work do. Turns out the work do was at the hospital, and then turns out two of the staff ended up in their own ED.
Who was the person that brought the weed cake?
Unidentified.
Privacy
issues here.
Oh, geez, Louise.
But yes, so don't bring your bloody weed cake to the work do. This happens every now and again, and one of them, I can't remember which report it was, they dug up that in 2018 someone did this and got 2 years jail.
No way.
Because, you know, you're kind of poisoning someone.
You are poisoning someone, it's true.
Yeah, so always ask
against
permission.
Against your will. Keep non-consensual.
That's the key thing, non-consensual. Mm. Simeon Brown called it totally unacceptable. This non-consensual dosing
is
totally unacceptable. And I agree. Responsible consumers would ask first. If it's medical, which could have been, they could have brought, even just to get through this work do, they could have been like,
yeah.
God, I'm going to need a muffin
and
to
then
get
maybe
through
they just forgot to say or label it or something.
That's right.
And fair enough, because there are some ADHD sweeties out there.
But
shout outs to them.
You got a plan for that, so make sure it is secure. And make sure it is labelled. You can have like some sort of icing on the top that is very plain and obvious.
It or says don't
eat. In fact, we have some little moulds down at the shop that have a little leafy symbol on them.
Yeah,
so
you could have like icing sugar or like, you know,
you
cocoa
go.
Powder.
Make a little stencil of a herb leaf and do your dusting, icing sugar. But keeping it secure, not just leaving it out. Don't just bring it to the work do and offer it around. This is poor form.
Yeah.
Gives cannabis consumers a bad name. Keep your meds out of reach of children, of course.
At least.
And then I hope that Simeon Brown will join us in saying that that is acceptable. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Now, if you have had too much, you may have asked. I think you're about to ask, what if this happens to you?
Yeah,
what if someone gives you this cake?
What do I do if I've overdosed on non-consensual cake?
You might go, thank you very much. But you might not. You might be like, what the heck?
If you can talk, probably.
Yeah, but you might be enjoying it. but you might not. And no judging. So greening out is the technical term.
Yes.
Now, what they would have done at the old hospital ED, and in fact, you can do this yourself at home, rest and time. That is the treatment. Rest and time. Your rest can come through some sleeping pills or benzos. That is typically what you would get at the hospital ED. They would give you a sleeping pill and just like...
And just monitor you, I guess. A
couple of hours, you'll be right.
Surely they just send you home.
No, well, people want the reassurance.
They want,
they're
scared.
A couple of hours, but then, hey, come on, more pressing things. But rest, a couple of... As Gandalf said, when you had too much pipeweed, it will pass.
I heard that.
Yeah, you can even watch The Hobbit, and by the end, you'll be fine. No, I'm not making light of it, because if it's non-consensual and that, it can be a hell of a lot worse because you don't know what's happening.
Mm.
Who wants to be greening out at a work do at a hospital?
It can be a scary experience. The lights even is too much.
A dark room, that was my other tip. Yeah, dark room.
Go to the cinema.
There you go.
Lock in. Fuck that. Well, sorry to those people. I hope you're feeling better and not traumatised by that, but you probably are.
And I hope we've all learned something. Speaking of which, low-dose cannabis extract. This is another learning. Turns out you don't need the big dose, because this study here, low-dose cannabis extracts reduce chronic pain and patients' reliance on analgesic medication. This is in Argentina. Journal of Pain and Palliative Care. They gave them a very low dose, 5 nanograms of THC, 2 nanograms of CBD, for 6 months, sublingually. 65% got a greater than 50% reduction in their pain score. Most had improved sleep and anxiety. No adverse effects. None experienced psychoactive effects, so they didn't even get high. And they get the pain relief. So that's another
true
thing.
To,
when you're dosing up with your cakes, you don't need much, it turns out.
You don't need much cake to get the benefits. True. But I like cake. I enjoy it. I do OD on the cake, but non-medicated.
That can be a danger. The munchies kick in, and then it's a cycle.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Watch out
cycle.
For that.
It's happened.
That's why it needs to be securely stored. Mm. Time lock, even.
You know what? The other day, we were cleaning our flat, and my flatmate found a tin that had an old, old, old weed brownie in it, and it was like a million years old. But it stood. It was still fine. I mean, it stunk, but I wouldn't eat it. But it's like, they really are, they can be preserved.
That's right. That brazier found in China that's like 5,000 years old, that had residues of THC in it from the shamanic use.
And there it is.
Still active. Still
true
active,
story.
The THC.
So strong stuff. Not to be played around with. Sorry, sidetracked.
It was a good one. And speaking of... I'm going to come back to that, to a movie playing at the film festival. It's a bit like what you just said.
I know exactly what it is.
You do?
I do. My friends made it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is
really
Weed Eaters.
Yeah. Sports team. Shout out to sports team.
All right.
Those guys up there.
That is, what is this, Saturday, August 2nd at the Civic.
Yeah. Let's sell that shit out.
Go on then. So, plot synopsis.
You tell me.
Oh, well, my reading of it was some people off the beaten track come across this very potent stash, and they get such extreme munchies, and somehow there's a dead person involved, and they eat them, and then they have to keep having more weed in order to get more munchies to keep finishing the body. That was the reading I got. Is that right?
Sounds about right. Because you're going to have to watch it to find out the rest of the plot.
Wow, it sounds great.
Yeah, hell yeah. We will be there.
Yep.
Sorry, I knocked you off your train.
That's great. I love it. Okay, back to the research. The research. This was a great new study because it speaks to our obsession in New Zealand with property values. Adult use cannabis states experience significantly higher home value growth. New analysis from the states, United States, places with legal recreational cannabis over the last 15 years, had their house prices or values grow by 39% more than homes in states without legal use.
Wow.
Yeah.
Random.
I know. Why would that be happening?
Why would that be happening?
Well, turns out, says Normal, cannabis legalization is a proven economic driver, creating jobs, disrupting underground markets, providing new tax revenues that are redirected into local communities. And of course, safer communities with less crime and so forth. So,
funny how that works, eh?
Yeah. A new study, also coincidentally, almost $25 billion raised in taxes in legal states so far, and teen use down in most of them.
It's the frickin', you know.
We're all about the science.
Exactly.
And speaking of somewhere with higher property values, or you know, often seen as the green grass. Australia, new poll. This was Daily Mail, but don't hold that against it. Legalising cannabis gets the green light. This is Roy Morgan, 48%. This is a poll of 70,000 people across Australia.
Wow.
So they do some big numbers there. 48% believe cannabis should be legal. Only 41% want it to remain illegal. 48-41. If that was a referendum, that would be winning.
True story.
Right there. So that's, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, and if something like that happens in Australia, then...
Surely. I don't know,
surely that would be impetus for here.
Hopefully. Because when was the last referendum? Wasn't it just recently?
Ages ago. It was 5 years ago. 2020?
That was actually ancient history.
That is. It's ancient. Think how many people have turned 18 since then.
Oh, heaps. Oh, okay.
That's right. Enough to pass.
It's time to pass. Let's get it going.
You know, I was told years back by an MP that when something crucial or big kind of fails, you got to basically wait for the entire parliament to turnover.
Yeah, the next one. Because
and you're looking at about 15, 20 years for enough EMPs to new ones to be there that don't have the baggage of remembering.
I don't know if you should be able to stay. Like, there should be a limit on MP. You know how, you know...
Right on.
You get a certain period of time to be an MP. It should be maxed out at, like, I don't know, 5 years.
Mm.
Is it?
Well...
No.
3 terms. That's what Nandor did. 9 years. He said at the beginning. 9 years, then it changes you. And he got out.
And then you smash the watch.
That's right.
And then you smash the watch. I do. He was iconic to me.
Nice.
He was so cool.
He's running for mayor down in Whakatane. Vote for Nandor.
Period.
Nandor for mayor. Full on. Yes.
That's awesome.
Nandor for mayor, this local body thing.
Yes. Go. Shout out to Nandor.
Yeah. Hey, tell you what. Also. Broken my thingy. The ACT are running a medical cannabis doctor as one of their candidates. Just speaking of positive things,
hell?
I guess we can kind of view that as pretty cool. This is the chief medical advisor for the cannabis clinic, is standing as a ACT candidate in maybe it was Matakana or somewhere like that.
Somewhere in the world.
Text in if you know. Text in your favourite cake recipe too.
5395.
We'll end it on a positive thing, also from Australia, which tied in with that that poll, which is the reports come out in New South Wales. Legalised Cannabis Party actually have an MP, Jeremy Buckingham, who used to be a Greens MP. Now he's a Legalised Cannabis MP.
Wow.
Yeah, switched parties and got re-elected.
Nice.
They've come up with this new thing saying immediate decrim, because they have a maximum in New South Wales of 2 years in jail for possession of cannabis. So immediate decrim, followed by a staged process of reform, creating a safe, regulated and accessible statewide market for legal cannabis. Backed by everyone on the committee, 6 out of 7, including Labour, Liberal and Crossbench, only one voted against it.
Mm.
And they're saying this is inevitable that it will happen now in New South Wales.
Ooh.
And their main reason being that it's discriminatory, where people with the means can obtain cannabis legally through the medical clinics, and people without the means can't.
That's actually crazy.
Interesting that that's the main reason for legalisation now, is the discriminatory medical market.
That's crazy for Australia to do, I mean, New South Wales. Well, I mean, good on them. Something. It's something different.
It's something that perhaps, speaking of ACT, David Seymour might look at.
True.
Acting Prime Minister, David Seymour.
Ooh, he is too. Hey, someone said, add a packet of no-dos to the cake.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it... I mean, maybe it just depends on the strain of whatever you're putting in, the butter, you know?
Mm.
To make it less sleepy? I don't know.
Yeah, it's still, always ask permission, even with the no-dos.
That sounds scary, honestly. I don't know if I'd want to eat that cake. But hey, shout-outs to you for texting in. That's awesome.
Yeah. So go Aussie with this bloody thing. I love it. And if that happens here, surely there's exact same reasoning that we have this discriminatory thing. Mm. And we have David Seymour, always getting onto him, in charge of Pharmac and regulatory reform.
Mm.
Looking at the hemp rules and the prescribing psilocybin and so forth.
It's a lot going on.
Psilocybin, by the way, another new study, just as a sidetrack, extends lifespan is anti-aging, according to a new study this week, in mice.
Oh, in mice, okay. So yeah.
In mice.
I was wondering where that was.
Hard to do that in humans,
yeah.
Is the problem.
Awesome.
There you go. So that's me. Ambient night, though, tomorrow, if you can. Ambient night at Whakamana Cannabis Museum. They say spark up a doobie and melt into a state of tranquility, and they're providing squishy beanbags.
Awesome. I might DJ at one of those coming up.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
And don't forget, get your tickets for Weed Eaters, Saturday, August 2nd.
Yes, at the what is it called? The Whanau Marama, the New Zealand International Film Festival.
There you go.
Awesome.
And looking ahead, Friday, 10th of October, is actually 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act.
True.
Mark
story.
That in your calendar for the big 5-0. Gandalf is in court up in Whanganui on the 14th of October, and then J-Day, 6th of December.
Slay. Someone has said this. They've made hundreds of no-dose cakes, and it works best with Christmas cakes.
Interesting.
Like, when you say Christmas cake, do you mean the cake that has, like, the gross icing on it with the... the raisins and stuff,
and
or do you
cherries?
Just mean a cake that is at Christmas? And then another person has texted in, they said, remember when the historically popular sitting PM won a single party majority, privately voted for legalise, but didn't campaign on it? Whoa.
Ooh.
Or decriminalise. Anyway, look, that's the tea on Seymour. Ooh, yuck. Anyways, that was Marijuana Media.
Thank you.
And here is Police and Helicopter by John Holt. Shout outs to you, Chris. Shout outs to the Hemp Store.
Woo!
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.